So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cashflow Investing Podcast. This is the show where cash is not king, but cash flow is king. Thank you for subscribing to our show. We are on all platforms, all of the podcast platforms, all of the video platforms, and all of the live stream platforms. And you can grab 21 of the best cash flow investing secrets that I've come across studying millionaires and successful business people and investors for over 2 decades, and interviewing over 500 cashflow ninjas at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. In the first episode, we looked at what is cashflow investing and how does it work, and who is cashflow investing for, and how does cashflow investing differ from what your financial advisor is telling you. And basically, to summarize the first episode, you know, cashflow investing is the goose that we keep feeding, and we keep the goose nice and healthy. And the goose provides eggs for us that we consume, the golden eggs, right? And we keep collecting the golden eggs. And by the way, we have many geese, where the accumulation and the current model that a lot of financial advisors are advising their clients and the public on is the accumulation approach, where you feed the goose, you get them healthy, and eventually you slaughter them and you eat them until there's nothing left. So cashflow investing is investing into an asset that produces cash flow and pays you an income stream every single month, every single quarter, and every single year. So we're all about cash flow, and we're all about cash flow investing, and we invest in assets that produces cash flow. So in this show, we're going to talk about what is an asset, what types of assets can you invest in, so what types of asset classes are there available for people to invest in, and what determines if something is an asset or a liability. So let's jump into the first part. What is an asset? So when I started my journey, it was explained very, very simply to me by Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, the best-selling author of the best personal finance book of all time, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and he's written many other great books. But basically what he said is, an asset puts money into your pocket and a liability takes money out of your pocket. As simple as that. If on a monthly basis you're putting money into something and it doesn't put money into your pocket, it is a liability. So for example, a personal residence, which I just look at as a consumer good, just as I look at clothes and food, is a liability by that definition. It's not an asset because it doesn't pay you every month, right? So it was very controversial at the time, but unfortunately, the majority of people in 2008 did find out that their primary residence and their house was not an asset. So an asset takes money and puts it into your pocket. A liability takes money and takes it out of your pocket. So that's the difference between an asset and a liability. Now, there's a lot of different ways, shapes, and forms that assets come in. And by the way, you can either be an asset or a liability. So you have to ask yourself this question: are you an asset or are you a liability? So do you produce and create more than you consume? Well, then you're an asset. If you're just consuming more than you're creating and producing for the universe, the world, and the marketplace, you're a liability. So you can be an asset, and by the way, you are your number one and greatest asset if you're an asset, or you could be your number one and greatest liability if you're a liability. The buck starts and stops with you. No one else, the person looking back to you in the mirror. So very hard lesson that I've learned in my life. And we tend to point fingers when things don't go right in our own lives. But you know what? It starts with you and it stops with you. So accountability is a very, very big part of our philosophy and our principles, our core principles at the Cashflow Ninja. So number one, you could be an asset or a liability. Number two, your relationships can either be assets or liabilities. Do relationships suck more energy from you than is actually giving to you, right? That's how the universe works. So you have to look at your relationships, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's your networks. So every single day, there are relationships that can either just suck more energy from you, or there are relationships that can actually fuel you and fuel your life, right? And that which allows you to produce and create more for the marketplace and for the universe. So the number one and greatest asset is yourself, no one else. You are the asset. Keep investing in that asset first, by the way. And then secondly, relationships are very, very important. They can either be an asset or a liability as well. So we always talk about, you know, I get a question a lot. MC, I have $10,000. What do I invest in? What do I invest in? What shiny object is there that's going to make me money outside of my own control, right? Is basically what the question is. And the answer is, that $10,000 should be invested in your number one and greatest asset, which is you. No one else but you. So you as the asset determines, by the way, if the vehicle that you're using is an asset or a liability. Yeah, it sucks, right? Because it's in your control. So what do I mean by that? Well, the asset classes, the second part that what I mentioned we're going to talk about today, are real estate, paper assets, commodities, and businesses. That's the four primary asset classes, right? And now we also have the developing crypto and blockchain asset class. But those four primary asset classes are simply vehicles. You, as your number one and greatest asset, will determine whether the investments that you make in those asset classes are actually assets or liabilities. The risk is not in the investment. The risk is in the investor. There are a ton of people that have lost so much money in real estate. They've actually been devastated, right? And then there are people that use the very same vehicle and sometimes even the same property, and that is they turn it into a cash cow, right? They turn it into a cash cow and they turn it into a productive asset that pays them for the rest of their life. So what's the difference between those two scenarios? The asset's the same. The asset class is the same. It's the investor and the strategy. So it turns back to you. So real estate, you can invest in single family, you can invest in multifamily, commercial real estate like triple net leases, mobile home parks, self storage, assisted living facilities and memory care facilities. That's another big one. There are so many different niches of real estate that you can invest in. Paper assets such as stocks, bonds, life insurance that we talk about quite a lot through infinite banking and cash flow banking, right? And then commodities, gold, silver, oil, gas, solar, cannabis. It's a commodity, very popular commodity at the moment. And businesses, you can start a business, or because of the failure rate of people starting businesses, the failure rate is very high for those businesses. So people actually buy existing profitable businesses that produces cash flow and pay them. They can buy online businesses, bricks and mortar. They can buy franchises, right? Because you're buying and plugging, you're buying a system is what you're buying when you're buying a franchise. And then you can also invest passively into businesses as an investor. So those are the four asset classes. I also touch on crypto and blockchain, which is all these different technologies. Cryptocurrencies, quote unquote, is the new money, if you will, and blockchain is simply the technology that it's all built on. So there's a lot of people that don't think there's a future for cryptocurrencies, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, all these other currencies, but they believe that there's a huge future for blockchain. And then there's some people that believe that there's a huge future for both of them. So again, all of these asset classes and vehicles that we looked at are simply asset classes and vehicles. You will determine whether they become an asset or a liability, or whether they help you to achieve freedom, right? Freedom of time, money, relationships, purpose, or whether they hold you back, right? Basically. So Start investing in yourself, my friends. You are your number one and greatest asset. Invest in relationships, and then make yourself the asset. Make yourself so valuable as the asset through your education, and through your ability to invest into these vehicles and asset classes and actually turn them into cash flow investments. That is our show for today. I appreciate you being here with me. You could check out everything that we're doing at cashflowninja.com and cashflowinvestingsecrets.com, and check out the 21 greatest cash flow investing secrets that I've come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 cash flow ninjas at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.